women and children down the mines. This reenactment describes scenes of women and children being mistreated, as was common in early Victorian times. Drawers were people who pulled tubs of coal to the pit eye, where there would be lifts to take to the pit surface. They spent long days working underground. They were referred to as the white slaves. Some listeners may find the audio upsetting. Betty Harris from Lancashire Coalfields gave testimony to the Royal Commission of 1842. What she and other women who were working in the mine said shocked a Victorian England. It led to women and children under 10 no longer working down the mine, although they continued to work at the surface.
I'm Betty Harris, and I'm 37 years old. I was married at 23 and went into colliery when I was married. I used fock weave when about 12 years old. Can neither read nor write. My husband has beaten me many a time for not being ready. I weren't used to it at first, and he had little patience. I've known many a man to beat his drawer. I've known men take liberties with drawers, and some women have babbies and are not married. I work for sometimes 7 shillings a week, sometimes not so much. I'm a drawer and I work from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night. Stop about an hour at noon to eat me dinner. I have bread and butter for dinner. I get no drink. I have a belt around me waist and a chain passing between me legs. And I go on me hands and feet. The road is very steep and we have fought hold on by a rope. And when there is no rope, anything we can catch out of. There are 6 women and about 6 lads and lasses in the pit I work in. It's very hard work for a woman. The pit is wet where I work, and the water comes over our clog tops always. And I've seen it up to my thighs. It rains in at the roof terribly. My clothes are wet through almost all day long. I never was ill in my life, but when I was lying in. My cousin looks after me babbies in the daytime. I'm very tired when I get warm at night. I fall asleep sometimes before I get washed. I'm not so strong as I was and cannot stand me work as well as I used to. I've drawn till I've had skin fall off me. The belt and chain is worse when I was in family way.
The children in early coal mines mostly pulled or pushed tubs laden with coal from the coal face to the pit eye, or to the main levels where they were then pulled by ponies. The drawer pulled the tub and was harnessed by means of belt around the waist and a chain through the legs. When harnessed and moving along on his hands and feet, the drawer dragged after him the loaded tub, usually on rails. If he was not sufficiently strong, he had a helper, rather younger than himself. And these latter children in Lancashire were called thrutchers. This is the reenactment testimony of John Halliwell, who was an overseer, talking about punishments given to children down the mine. Pauper children, who were extremely poor, lived off charity, and once they were old enough, they became bound as apprentices to the colliers. This is a terrible story of a 10-year-old who was beaten by 18 others. He was hungry and so stole someone else's lunch.
I'm John Halliwell, and I'm overseer of the pit. There are many cases of cruelty with pauper children. A boy had not brought his own dinner when down the pit, and being hungry, it was supposed that he had stolen another boy's dinner. For this he was punished in the following manner. One of the biggest boys got the boy's head between his legs, and each boy, of which there are 18 of them, inflicted 12 strokes on the flesh of the rump. I never saw such a sight in my life. The doctor said the boy could not survive. However, he did. It came out in the inquiry that any boy who refused to give his strokes was to be served the same way himself. This was not an extraordinary case, and the older men seemed to think it was perfectly right and justifiable. The boy, who was very ill, was just 10. I believe the boys were not properly supplied with food by their masters, and there can be no doubt that they were neglected.